Hello, everyone, and welcome to Million Dollar Decorating, the only podcast devoted to the worlds of design, decorating, and beautiful living. I'm James Swan, and I am thrilled to have you subscribing to the podcast today and sharing in our newly launched special feature, Market Buzz, where we go behind the scenes at major design events and bring you interviews with design influencers, style setters, and trend makers, and at the same time, keeping current on all that's happening each and every day in the market. I'm really excited to have a new friend with me this morning, Ron McIntyre from Square Feathers. We're going to come back and chat with Ron in just a moment, but I've got two events that I want to draw your attention to. If you're in the Las Vegas market area this morning, there are two things that you might want to pop in and check out. From 10:30 this morning to 11:30, Staging to Sell, Is This the Career for Me? It's a presentation by Sheila Broadnax, Real Estate Staging Association. It's presented by the Real Estate Staging Association in Building C, Seminar Room 174. That's been a busy seminar room this year. But swing by 10:30 to 11:30 and check out what Sheila's got to say about staging to sell. It's a booming part of the industry. It might be something that's of interest to you. Then from 11 to 12 noon, how to make live broadcasting work for your business. Lindley and Lauren from LP2 Boutique Agency will be speaking in the Pavilion Seminar Room on the north end of Pavilion 1. And it's an interesting topic, live broadcasting. Video is important to our businesses these days if you're doing social at all. So swing by between 11 and 12, Seminar Room at the north end of Pavilion 1, and catch what Lindley and Lauren have to say. And right now, we are going to spin around and spend some time chatting with your friend Ron McIntyre. Ron, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you for having me. It's an honor.
Well, it's great to have you with us. Now, I met Ron just yesterday, and we walked downstairs, and we got to take a look at the product that he has placed downstairs at the, which showroom are you in?
I'm in the Kadara showroom.
Kadara showroom with some amazing lines. Tell us about your line, Ron, and then I want you to go back and tell us the story of how it came to be, okay?
Well, I started as a pillow company, and so I make pillows in Austin, Texas, and then did that for many, many years, and then I kind of wanted to create a total lifestyle, so then I branched out and started doing chairs, benches, stools, ottomans. So the idea was, why can't you take any of my pillow designs and put on a chair, bench, stool, or ottoman? That was received really well. So then I launched an upholstery line. And then just last year, I launched a case good line of side tables, end tables, coffee tables, drink tables. So just trying to create a whole lifestyle, come to my spot, shop for the whole home, and then you can go home.
Pretty simple, right?
Yeah.
Building the empire one product line at a time. Now, what caught my attention was the story you told us yesterday about how all of this began, how the pillows began, actually. Would you share that with our listeners? I think they'll find it really interesting.
Well, after moving around a bit, I ended up in Austin, Texas in about 2007. I come from a high-tech background, so I was in high-tech for 10 years. Was in the Bay Area during the high-tech revolution, so that enabled me to move around, but ended up in Austin, interviewed with the high-tech companies there, could not find a job. So someone said, why don't you kind of dabble in something artistic? So I went to Joann Fabrics, bought a couple yards of fabric, asked the first girl I saw there, can you sew? She said, yes. I said, can you come to my house? So we sewed some pillows up in my garage, drove around town, sold those out of my car. This was in March of 2008. So right at when the economy was like tanking. And then went and bought some more fabric, sewed some more pillows, drove around town, sold those, and then started driving to Houston, driving to Dallas, selling pillows out of my car. And then in May of 2008, being on the road for 2 months, someone said, you need to meet this guy who owns a showroom in Dallas where it's a market where people come to buy. So I said, well, I don't know what that's all about. So I had two black trash bags full of pillows, went to meet Cody of Kadaris in May of 2008. He said, and we're having June market in June when you want to come and show. So I said, sure. Had one little bookcase of pillows. The buyer for Neiman Marcus came in. She bought four of my collections to put on beds. And one of the collection, Birds on the Wire, made the cover of their all their catalogs, the cover of their website. The photography was beautiful, and that pillow sold out for 1 year. But still being a little guy in Austin, really humbled by the experience, I just kept making pillows in my garage and, you know, making one at a time, selling it, and continued that for 3 years. And now I'm in a 7,000 square foot production space, producing pillows and tables and art and lighting in Austin, and then having big upholstered pieces. I'm having that made in Dallas. So it's really been a sweet journey.
I guess so. So were you artistic in as a child? Was that something that was a passion of yours or an interest? How, on a scale of 1 to 10, where would you fall?
I was a super athlete in college. So I think where it started is when I was in the Bay Area, making a lot of money in high tech. We would buy like an apartment, sell that, move up to a condo, sell that, move up to a two bedroom, three bedroom. Two properties we sold completely furnished.
You had some practice in the world of aesthetics by doing it yourself.
And people say, you have an eye, you should be in the business. I said, no, I don't want to be in the business. I'm making good money in high tech, and I know what I like. I don't know what a client would like, and I don't know how to go about to do that. I didn't know there's markets. I didn't know where you go to buy. So I sort of had an eye, I guess, yeah.
And now you know all those things, or you're learning all of those things.
I'm overwhelmed by a lot of this because I'm still kind of, I don't really walk around much at markets because I want to be influenced by what I see. So I still just kind of keep my head low and go home and just create.
Well, my next question was, where do you get the inspiration for the products that you do create?
Like right now, my case goods, I'm mixing lucite with faux leathers. And just, I like to like mix elements. The first pillow line I created was actually with fleece and jute. So mixing those two together, and that was really well received. So just like trying to create the unexpected. And people are really, really warming up to that. And the compliments I get, like, this is the best piece I've seen at market. So I'm on the right track of doing something right.
Well, from standing downstairs yesterday and observing not just your product, but the way you engage and interact with the people that come into your booth space, and then the way people react to your product, you're clearly onto something. So keep doing what you're doing, okay? Congratulations on all the success. So a couple of questions then about, you know, this sort of accidental business that you've fallen into. What is it right now that you love the most about the business that you've created?
I think it's getting the feedback when people come into the space and they said, oh my God, I love everything I see here. I want to put this exactly in my home. So just creating that whole mix of, again, mixing textures, the white linen sofa. Right now I found a guy who is importing carved wood pieces, and I'm putting lucite bases on those. So mixing the elements of wood with linen and maybe some fur on the sofa. So again, just mixing elements, and it's not like you bought it all from the same place. And so that's being really well received. And just having fun.
Well, it's evident that you are having fun. What's the biggest challenge in owning and running the business that you've created?
Trying to grow sales and not expenses. I get my hands slapped all day long because I'm not a business-minded person. So I'm on the creative side, and it's like, how can we create the product, have a nice margin where it's not too expensive, and it won't be affordable. So that's always the hard mix. I think, like, you know, everyone is having that problem.
Yeah. Oh, of course. Yeah. It's a constant challenge. And I imagine, and you tell me if I'm wrong, that there must be just some testing that you must do. Try this, see what the response is, maybe change it a little bit, try the response, see what the response is. Yeah. Is that sort of how you move through that?
Yeah. And then the fact that I'm all US made. So that's it's hard to compete with, you know, China or India prices, and people love the idea it's made in the USA, but they're still not willing to pay for made in the USA. But it's all good.
It's all good.
Yeah. Yeah. It's growing and you're heading in the right direction.
The advantage that I have is that most everything in my line is customizable, where I'm not importing a container of just a pillow in one size. So why people love me is you can cut a pillow in any dimension you want. It's all hand cut to order. Or if you want one of my tables, we can make it taller, higher, lower, wider.
That's interesting, and I hadn't really thought to ask that. So your product is made to order, not just pulled from the shelves as stock items and sold that way.
You know, we're really striving to get that designer business, and, you know, dine designers have that odd space that they need to find a product for, and I don't know how many people out there are doing, working with the designers to customize pieces. So I think I've sort of found a niche in that market. And then, like my faux leathers, I have over 40 faux leathers to choose from. And but I can also do COM, so that opens up the realm of, you know, you bring me what you have, and I'm more than happy to make it for you. Let me be your workroom. Let me be your sew room.
Now, off air, we were chatting. You've got 4 showrooms that you're in?
So I'm Kadaris represents me in the United States, so we have reps in almost every state on the road with my product. And so we're in the Dallas market, Atlanta, Las Vegas, High Point, and then opening in the late summer, early fall, Laguna Niguel, California. So I think, you know, we're well represented in the United States, and Kadaris is doing a fantastic job for me and helped me grow into who I am today. So
It's a good group of people down there. You've found a wonderful home. You're lucky and they're lucky.
You have a luxurious product.
You work nicely. So we're asking all of our guests this really important question. Are you ready for this? Who's your biggest design crush this week? Do you have one?
Oh, gosh. Like I said, I don't get out much. I love Oli. Yeah, I love the clean lines, but also I like, you know, just getting in the showrooms where it's kind of messy and dingy and looks kind of dirty, and kind of finding things that look like, wow, if that was put with my piece, it would probably look spectacular. But, you know, here in this, it's just like a bunch of wood pieces here, but put it in my element, it would like be outstanding.
It's fun, that discovery process, when you go through spaces here at Market. It really is. It's a lot of fun. Last question. I'm sure you've seen lots of people toting bags around because you've got to have something to put all your stuff in here at Market. Do you have a bag that you bring with you to Market here? And if so, what is it?
Nope. I'm hands-free. I'm like very simple, lean and mean.
Lean and mean, maybe the smartest man we've talked to so far this week. Good for you. Ron McIntyre, this has been great getting to chat with you. The company, again, is Square Feathers, and you are repped at the Kadaris showrooms in 4 cities now, soon to be 5, with Laguna opening up. We will look forward to crossing paths with you at High Point this coming October. Maybe we'll get you back on and get an update on what you're doing there. Look forward to seeing the space there, and we wish you every success. Thanks for joining
us. Thanks, James. It was a pleasure to be here.
We want to say a big thank you to all of our subscribers who've tuned in to us this morning. You know how important you are to us, because I tell you that all the time. I end every show by reminding you that you're the reason that this show exists. So thank you for tuning in. Thank you for supporting the show by listening, by sharing news about us with your friends and helping us to grow. Go over to the website, milliondollardecorating.com, where you can catch the notes from this morning's show. We'll post a link to Ron's website so you can follow all of the great things, all the beautiful products that he's putting out into the world, and all the shows that he's involved in. If you're in one of those areas, swing by, take a look. It's worth your time. While you're there on our site, click a few buttons. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and on Instagram. And finally, most importantly, remember that it's up to you to make your world more beautiful.
Join the thousands of designers, retailers, and interior enthusiasts who are using RoomStyler platform to create 3D photorealistic renders easily viewed on any device. Go to RoomStyler.com today.
Oh.